everyone, and welcome back to The Environmentalist, a podcast series designed to inform the public about important environmental topics. In today's episode, I'm going to discuss whether Greta Thunberg is a hero or a villain. But before I jump into that, I'll kind of give you a little bit of background as to who she is. So Greta Thunberg is a Swedish teenage environmental activist who has Asperger's syndrome and is working to address the problem of climate change on a global scale. So the way that she started out was prior to the Swedish election in 2018, she basically sat outside of the country's parliament holding a sign saying school strike for climate. And although she was alone on the first day of the strike, every day after that, more and more people joined her rally until her story kind of gained international press. So once she was done with the election, every Friday she would hold a Fridays to Strike rally called Fridays for Future. And this inspired hundreds of thousands of students all around the world to participate in their own Fridays for Future. After this all had happened, she received several invitations to speak about climate change on a global scale. So she participated in talks like the UN, things like that. And she is now regarded by the world as the face of the climate change movement. So people credit her for shifting people's views and behavior regarding climate change, and also raising awareness about Asperger's and inspiring those who have the same disorder that they can also accomplish whatever it is they set their mind to. So her influence is known as the Greta effect. Now, obviously, the Greta effect is going to have haters, as everything does. So far-right politicians in particular have kind of been scornful of Thunberg, and they kind of discredit everything that she says by saying that, oh, she's just a child or she's mentally ill, so her opinions are less valuable and so she shouldn't be taken as seriously. People believe that her emotional approach to the issues kind of distracts from the rational discussion and kind of masks whatever ineffective policies are being proposed. And she is often accused of being hypocritical and just overall undercutting from her substantial efforts. Now, my take on that is I totally disagree. I think that everyone should have a voice, no matter how old they are, no matter what their background may be or what kind of illnesses they may have. Let's face it, climate change is a huge issue. And so whatever gets the conversation started and gets people moving towards an actual change is admirable. So yes, she might be emotional, but it's because she cares about the future of our planet and we shouldn't be shaming her for it. So I really do believe that she is a hero and should not be regarded as a villain, because all she's doing is trying to bring awareness to the issue and get policymakers and politicians and things like that kind of making strides towards tackling the climate crisis. Yeah, so thank you all for tuning in, and I hope to see you all next time. And just a reminder, I'm a little someone trying to make a big difference.